Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting 6th. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Rance Mullinix. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor moves to third. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pryor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Pruitt moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pruitt moves to third. Kim moves to second. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Mullenix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pruitt scores. There goes Kim trying to get to home. Hurdle throws the ball into Porter, who tags Kim, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 3-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cruz. White moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Mullenix moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. White scores. Mullenix moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a line drive into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullenix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullenix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Porter scores. Akins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, White Sox. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullinix hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullinix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kim hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morrison. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Morrison steals second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nordhagen throws the ball in to Cruz, who tags Akins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rennie Martin now pitching. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Ron Pruitt. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Porter and he is out, Mullenix applying the tag. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kim hits a line drive into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington pinch hits for Rance Mullenix. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Torres pinch runs for Willie Akins. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morrison hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-3 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Frank White. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.